next door. You're letting out all the carbon monoxide.
Welcome to Monty's Garage.
Welcome to Monty's Garage. My name's Dave. Thanks for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. It's been a couple weeks since my last show. And, you know, I went to the mountains. My family came in here, had Easter, just been busy. And I said, man, I got to sit down and do a show. So here I am, and I'm going to start the show off with, I can't really explain this band except that they're a rock band, and they just have fun. Kind of reminds me in a weird way of maybe early Kiss, but it's just rock and roll. Band's called The Problem With Kids. Today. I'm sitting here recording this stuff and opening up my notes and reading straight from what I wrote, and they're all fucked up. But I ain't redoing it. But anyway, that band was called The Chisel, which I thought it was somebody else. And from their song was Cuts Like a Knife, and that is from their new record that is just badass, called What a Fucking Nightmare. Before that was Good Enough for Me from CJ Ramone, and I don't forget what album that was from, but can you imagine Joey were singing that song? And that's probably the best song recorded by Ramone after the Ramones' demise. Well, Joey put out some good records, so I don't know. But we started the show off with The Problem with Kids with Rock Show from their record Born to Rock. Real fun record. They're from New Haven, Connecticut, and it's just this three-piece and just saying, fuck you, let's have some fun. Next up is, I gotta make sure I got this right, because I don't know. This is a cover by a band called and they're doing the Ramones, speaking of the Ramones, with Now I Want to Sniff Some Glue. Now I sniff some glue.
And side of mine. This is our fantasy. If you really want, let me lay my smile here. The air does go right here. Everyone runs down. Everybody starts playing on the crescent. Here's all your stars. And so I got so baby. Now I wanna see you never sing a moment. What are you gonna tell you? Ain't got no money. Ain't got no y'all. Ain't got no money. Ain't got no y'all. Wow!
I think my notes get worse as it goes along, and I don't know why. I lost Wavy Gravies with I Ain't Got No Money, I Ain't Got No Job, and it was a February release, and the name of the record is No Brain, and they're from Spain on this pretty cool label called Family Spree Recordings. And before that was the Batman and the Mighty Antiheroes with I Lost My Brain and I Feel Good. It's from an EP called Hero In, 3-song EP from Frederick, Australia. And just like Batman, they don't really want to say who their identity is. At least I couldn't find it. But I'm not very smart. We started off with Yaya with just a single, I think. And they covered the Ramones, Now I Want to Sniff Some Glue, and it's the B-side of a song called Tunnels. This is Marty's Garage, trying to survive my stupidity. Here's something else from that new Drunk Mums, I wrote Moms, but it's actually Mums, record called Beer Baby. The song's called Slipping Up.
For me, 'cause hey, I'm type of... Oh, fuck, that's the wrong one. Still going, that's for you. See her walking down the street, type of girl that wouldn't talk to me. I just can't take my eyes off her. I know why it's really obvious. But every time I see her, I don't just know what to say. I just go, ah! Friends, what that girl's name? Said forget it, she's out of your name. But I'm not gonna let them put me off. I'm the guy who just gave up. Oh no, I won't. But she's there. I just go wild. With the friends over there, I walk right up there, and I still dance and shit. Who you should be, young man? But you better shake your hand to my ass, you dirty boy.
I think I got it straightened out. I think I'm going to be okay the rest of the show. Who cares? That was the Dirtbag with Blah 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 from their 2017 Hand of Cain kind of 7-song EP, I guess. They're from Bangor, UK. And we start off with Drunk Mom Slipping Up from Beer Baby. Great band that finally get back together, recorded a great album from Melbourne, Australia. One of the better albums of the year so far. Yeah. Let's get this straightened out. And here's the Wildebeest with Motorhead. Yeah, the Motorhead song.
Been away. What?
You know, when I sat down and, through the last couple of weeks trying to get this show together, you know, I had family and everything. That was my excuse. But really, the actual truth was I wasn't really happy with anything I picked out. And I think I got it together, though. I think this is turning out all right. That band was called Nerve Button, and with their Queen of Tarts from their second record called Volume 2. And they are from New Brunswick. Before that was a punk band out of, where are they from? Margate, UK. They're called Crabs. And the song was called Everything's Shit. And it was from a record called Hand of Cain. And there's, let me see. It was released on a compilation called There's Something Wrong With That Boy. It's a really good comp that comes with a magazine. RPB was the name of the magazine. That's pretty good, but you can find Crabs. And I think they originally came out in 20... Am I making sense? Because not in my head I am. The song really came out on a record called Hand of Cain in 23. And I probably got that wrong. Yeah, it originally came out. Empire of Shit is the name of the EP. I think it's a 3-songer, or maybe 4-songer. Ah, fuck. The Wilder Beast started the show off with, the set off with Motorhead from a Rebel Rouser comp, which is a great series of comp. That was from Volume 1. They just came out with Volume 5, and Volume 1 came out in 2020. The profits of that record go to that one. That record came out. Profits went to kids going through cancer treatment. And like I said, Volume 5 has just come out. I've heard a couple songs. That's about it. But looking forward for the record at rest of that stuff record. Here's a Shit Fits with Tied Up from Collateral Damage. Fuck. Maybe I should give up.
Feeling
Love that band. That's one of the bands that I never knew about years ago and just discovered. The Fallouts out of the whole Washington, Seattle, West, Upper West Coast scene. The Fallouts, and that was that song was Never Be the Same from their debut album, although they had a cassette that they put out before that, but I can't find, and I wish I could, because on Discog, it looks like some good shit is on that. Just never got to glory, that band. The Born Liars before that with Fanning Street from Ragged Island came out in 2008, a band from Houston, Texas, and I love those guys. They got about four or five records. Put a record out. That came out in 2008, and they put a record out in 2019 I didn't know about, so I got to find that one, too. I'm going to spend some money, man. The Shit Fits with Tied Up from Collateral Damage. Songs from the record are, all of them are good, and they're from Portland, also from Portland, but that record just came out. Yeah, this is Marty's Garage. I figured out what's wrong, although I can't talk any other way, but I had no creamer for my coffee, and I need creamer. I had this old rusty old shit. I mean, it was stale and used it anyway because I need it, and I don't know. It just didn't work. This band's called Serial Chiller. The song's called Interest.
On the internet, how do we get some? Will it's some- pludselig så fik den stømmelakke.
All right, that's the pissed ones with Rotten Love, which was
og
a...
Og det er ikke smart, at den andre.
Somebody talking.
Hey! Yeah,
hey! Hey what? Okay. I think you're done. The Pissed Ones with Rotten Love, which was a Breeze cover from their All Pissed Up EP, came out in 2015. They're from... That was just a demo that is on Bandcamp. And they are from Dresden, Germany. And I know they're still together because they're currently on a tour right now. I think their last record was 2019, but I could... Probably wrong. Next one is going to be my speech impairment with... a Italian band called Ciprat de la Grange, and their song was Dimitriticata Mala Quantita, and it's from a record called Oh No, and it's a the record is damn good, but I have no idea what any of that means, but I know the record's good. We start off with something I dropped in here, and I don't know where I got it from. A band called Serial Chiller, and the song's called Interest. And this is Monty's Garage. My name's Dave, and I got a brand new song from Scott H. Burham, who is coming to Cincinnati next week. Can't decide whether or not I'm going to go or not because my ears hurt. Yeah. This is a song's called Rather Be High from his new record called The One and Only Scott H. Burham.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Well, I'd rather be high with my head hung down. Only 6 feet in the ground and feeling so low down. Rather be with my friends, breaking all the rules, than have a worried mind, baby, all the time, like I did in school. Like I did in school. Rather be crucified than defeated knight. Can't you see that the modern way
That's one of the original bands I always played around when I started Marty's Garage. Headache City with their single Knee Jerk Reaction. And they have like one or two records that I just love that band. And I don't ever know what I don't know what happened to them guys. But before that was a band called The Sleazoids with Cult of the Old. Good stuff. New stuff from a record called The Cult of Sleazoids. They're from Sheffield. And the whole album is chock full of classic garage rock songs and from garage rock bands. And I think there's a few originals in there. I don't know. I didn't look at it real close. Scott H. Bierman with Rather Be High. The one and only Scott H. Bierman is the name of the record. It's pretty good, man. Pretty good. Thanks for listening. This is Marty's Garage. My name is Dave. Email me at marty63@gmail.com. I'm going to end it with another old-time Marty's Garage favorite band. It's called The Black and Whites, and it's from their record, The Black and Whites. This song's called Fucked Up Heart. See ya. Bye.